The Braisa said that we learned that a Torah requires Zvachim from the Pasuk of Oy Zevach. In fact, a Torah is also a Zevach, should be included in that word, so why do we need a Oy to include the Torah? Marissa, we within that since Torah is brought with bread, it doesn't need a Zvachim, that's why we need the word Oy, teacher does need a Zvachim. In fact, why would we think it should be different than the Nazir's ram, which is brought with bread and still needs a Zvachim? And furthermore, the Nazir's ram only comes with two types of bread, so maybe that's why it needs a Zvachim, but the Torah comes with four types of bread, maybe it doesn't need a Zvachim, Kamash Malon. The Gemara continues to ask on the drushes of the Braisa. The Gemara asks, why did the Pasuk have to say Oyla if it says Lefali Neder Oy Ben Dova? And for tomorrow, if we didn't have the word Oyla, we would say that Vasisam Isha Lashem is a Klal, Lefali Neder Oy Ben Dova is a Prat, and lastly, it's Reach Nichayach is another Klal. This would create a Klal Prat to Klal, which would teach it just like the Prat is something that does not come as a Kapara for an Avera, so to only Kabanas that require an Asachim. The only ones that are requiring an Asachim are Kabanas that don't come as a Kapara for an Avera. This would exclude the Chatz and Asham, but it would include Bechar, Mais, and Pesach, since they're not brought as a Kapara for an Avera. The word Oyla is written to make it part of the Prat, and the Klal Prat, the Klal Prat to Klal, therefore teaches the only Kabbalah is like an Oyla, meaning a carbon, which one is not obligated in, that requires an Sochem. This comes to include the offspring of Kabbalah, a Temura. Oyla is brought from the extra items of Kodshim, and Oshim that has been sent to graze and get some Mum, and all other Kabbalahs that were Shechted, not Lishma. For acting in the Braisa says that Oy in the Pasuk is used for a drush to show that the items are separate. If this word is to be darshan in this way, how will we darshan? How would Dashan in the Pasuk of Lefali Neder Oy Ben Dova? Mara said, we would have thought that a person need not bring Nesachim unless he's bringing a Neder and a Nedova. Oy teaches that if he brings either one alone, he has to bring Nesachim. In fact, this makes sense according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says the Drusha is needed to separate things even if the word Yachta is not written. However, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says without the word Yachta, we never have a Havamina to teach that they're together. What did we need Oy for? Every tomorrow, we would think that a Neder brought on its own and a Nedova brought on its own need Nesachim. But when a Neder and a Nedova are brought together, they only need one set of Nesachim, the word Oy teaches that in this case, each needs its own set of Nesachim. What about the word Oy b'moyadechem? What does that come to teach? Mar said, we would think that when a Neder and a Nedover are brought, there's an obligation to bring two separate Nesachim. But when two Nedarim or two Nedovis are brought, one set of Nesachim is enough. The Pasuk therefore teaches that even then he has to bring two sets of Nesachim. What does the word Oy for the Pasuk of V'chisase ben Bokar Oyla Oy Zavach teach? Mar said, we would think that if a person brings two of the same carbon, meaning two Oylas, two Shlomim, one is a Neder, one is a Nedova, it would only require one set of Nesachim because it's the same type of carbon. The Pasuk therefore teaches that they're separate karbonis, and therefore each one requires his own set of nesachim. What does the oy of the pasuk lefali neder oy shlomim teach? And for tomorrow, we would think that if a person brings two of the same carbon, meaning two oilers or two shlomim, as a neder, and two of the same carbon as an adava, would only require one set of nesachim because they're the same type of carbon and the same type of obligation. Pasuk teaches that they're separate karbonis, and therefore each one requires his own set of nesachim. For the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yoshi do with the pasuk of Minat Bokar Oy Minat Soin? Mara said, we would think that separate Nesachim for separate Kabbanas only need to be brought when the Kabbanas are of different animals, but if they're the same animal type, then one Nesachim should suffice. The pasuk therefore teaches this is not so. What's taught by the pasuk of Kocha Tasu Lo Echad? After tomorrow, we would think that separate Nesachim are only needed when the Kabbanas are brought one after the other, but if they're brought at the same time, one Nesachim is enough. The pasuk therefore teaches that even then, two would be needed. Mishnah then said, how do we know this? And tomorrow, Bryce says the pasuk regarding the Metzorah's Kabbana say, Ushloisha Esroinim Soilas Mincha. This refers to the Mincha that comes with the carb. Maybe it refers to a Mincha that has to be brought on its own. The pasuk says, Vehela Hakoyin Es Ha'ilav Yes HaMincha, which shows that the Mincha accompanies the carb. Still, we don't know if it needs a Sachem as well. The pasuk therefore says, it says, Vyayin Lanesach Revias Ahin Tasa Al Ha'ilo, Oila Zavach, Lakeves Ha'ochot. Oila refers to the Metzorah's Oila. Zavach refers to the Metzorah's Chatas. Oila Zavach refers to the Metzorah's Asham. Why can't the Asham be learned from the Zavach as well? As we find elsewhere, that the Chatas and Asham are learned from the same word, and for tomorrow, that's only where they're being brought for the same purpose. However, here, the Asham is coming to permit him, and the Chatas is coming as a Kapara, so we need a separate pasuk to teach regarding the Asham. Why don't we say that Zavach refers to the Chatas and the Asham of the Nazir? And for tomorrow, Braisa learns from a drush of a pasuk that the Chatas and Asham of the Nazir don't require an Asacham. Therefore, the pasuk of Zavach can't be coming to include these Karbanas. Why does the Braisa say that Oyla refers to the Oyla of Metzorah? Maybe it refers to the Oyla of a woman who has given birth. And for the more, Abaye said, the Braisa learns from Lakemes Ha'achad at the end of the Pasuk that the Oyla of a woman who has given birth requires Nesachim. Therefore, Oyla can't refer to that. Another text, Rava said that a Metzorah is the person who would need three inclusionary words for his three Kabbanas. Therefore, this Pasuk, which has three inclusionary words, must be referring to him. Ferak Nimara, why does the Pasuk say that a ram requires a Nesachim, since it's already known from elsewhere? Ef Marashesh says it comes to include the ram of the Kohen Gadol that's brought on Yom Kippur. Fakmar, but that's known from the word b'mayadechem. And for the Gemara, we would think that it only requires a sakam for kabbanis of the tzibur, but not for an individual. Kamashman, even this. Fakmar, why would we think that's different than the personal carbon of the woman who was given birth, which we said requires a sakam? And for the Gemara, we would think that's different because there's no set time when it has to be brought, and maybe that's why it requires a sakam. But the from your kippur carbon, maybe it's different. Why does the pasuk say oyula ayol? And it comes to include a palgas, an animal between the stages of a keves and ayol, in the nesachim requirement. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that a palgas is considered to be a separate entity than a keves or an ayol. However, Bar Poda says that a palgas is a suffix as to what is supposed to be classified, so it can't be that it's referred to by the pasuk. And for tomorrow, according to Bar Poda and Echanami, this remains a kasha. The pasuk regarding nesachim says kochay yaso lasho echad oyula ayol echad oyula sebakvas. What does Lashor Ho'echad come to teach? We would think that just as there is a difference between the Nesachim brought with a lamb and those brought with a ram, same animal of different ages, maybe likewise the difference between the Nesachim brought with a pyre and those brought with a calf, also the same animal of different ages, the positive therefore teaches that it's the same for both of these animals. What does Oyla Ayil teach? We would think that just as there's a difference between the Nesachim of a lamb and a ram, the animal in its first year and the animal in its second year, there should likewise be a difference between the animal in its second year and the animal in its third year, the positive therefore says Oyla Ayil Ho'echad. The teachers that there is no such difference. What does Oyla Seba Kvasim teach? Mar said, we would think that just like there's a difference between the Nesachim of a male lamb and a male ram, should likewise be a difference between the Nesachim of a female lamb and a female lamb. The positive therefore teaches no difference. What about Oyba Izim? What does that teach? Mar said, we would think that just like there's a difference between the Nesachim of a male lamb and a male ram, there should likewise be a difference between the Nesachim of a young goat and an older goat. The positive therefore teaches that there's no such difference. A papa said Rava would test us by asking how much wine is needed for the nesachim of a female ram. A papa would answer from a Mishnah which shows that there's no difference in the amount of nesachim needed for a female lamb or a female ram.